And now to help us prepare for this great day, please welcome the leader of the Catholic Men's Ministry's Men's Retreats, Mark Van Huffel of St. Bridget Parish.
Good morning.
Wow. Amazing.
I got to tell you, this is an incredible feeling to be up here. You know, I wonder if this is what Tom Brady felt like when he won his fifth Super Bowl title. Timing's everything. I was wondering if that'd be funny if it's a little bit too early. But again, it's an honor to be here. I mean, look around the room. 3,000 men gathered to worship. Absolutely incredible. And what an agenda you have today. I can tell you, the speaker lineup alone is worth the price of admission. Unbelievable. Great event. You look at the agenda, we have the speakers. We have Bishop Frederick Campbell is in the house. We have the sacraments. We have adoration. We had incredible music. We had some scripture today. There's a table full of resources in the other room. It's going to be an incredible conference. But I got to tell you, at times in my life, I've struggled at events of this magnitude. And because of that, I'd like to talk to you about five things to help us prepare, to help us seize the day. And I call these little nuggets, and I'm going to go through these five nuggets as quickly as I know how. So let's dive right in. Being present. I'm going to tell you a quick story. You hear the one about the guy had a very important business meeting, and he ran into some traffic. He's very afraid that he was going to run late, and that was not an option. Very important to his career. And as he got close, he saw that the parking lot was jam-packed. And he pulled down through a few aisles, and sure enough, there wasn't a parking spot in sight. So he looks up to heaven, and he says, God, you got to help me find a spot. If you help me find a spot, I'm going to go to church every weekend, and I'm going to stop drinking bourbon. So as he pulls down the front row, lo and behold, miraculously, guess what? There's a parking spot, wide open. He pulls in, he's overwhelmed, he's excited, he jumps out, he looks up to heaven, he says, Lord, forget it, I found one. I tell you that story because that's me. You know, there's so much chaos and minutiae in my life that at times I don't connect with my God. Heck, I have a hard time just connecting with my friends and family. You know what I'm talking about. I've got my finances to worry about. I got my health. I got to catch up on sports. I got a family, my wife. I got three daughters. Are you kidding me? There's so much going on. Let's not even talk about our careers. I got to check my phone, my voicemail, my email, my text messages. Let's face it. To be a man in today's world, it's stressful. It's a pressure cooker. And it's take, 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 take. But today, we're going to be present. We're going to be re-energized, invigorated. We're going to be refreshed, renewed in the presence of God. What's that famous quote? Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, but today's a present. Today's a gift from God, and that's why they call it present. Men, let's do whatever it takes to be present here today. Second thing we're going to talk about. Attitude. It wasn't long ago that I came out of Mass and I thought to myself, you know, I didn't get much out of that. And Mass was over. I saw a buddy of mine. I went over to talk to him and I was getting ready to vent a little bit, if you will. And he looks at me before I can say anything. He goes, wasn't that a great experience? What a great Mass. That homily was exciting. I connected on so many levels. The music was awesome. It really resonated with me. I had an experience with this family that was sitting close to me. And he's going on and on. He's on fire. And I'm sitting here embarrassed going, was I just at the same Mass? How did this guy have that experience and I didn't get much out of it? I'll tell you why. Because he had his mind set on God. He was not going to be denied. Good preparation and attitude is the key. That's when I realized it's not what did I get out of it, but it is actually what did God get out of me. And that begs the question, what is God going to get out of us today? Go on to our next one. Fellowship. I could talk about this for 50 minutes, but they only gave me 10. Pretty smart people running this place. Fellowship. I got a couple of quotes I want to read to you. Number one, what life have you if you have not life together? There's no life that is not lived in community. That's C.S. Lewis. A second one from C.S. Lewis. Friendship is born at the moment when one person says to another, "What? You too? I thought I was the only one." Those who know me know my favorite tagline is, "You cannot make it in Greater Columbus, Ohio, on your own." You do not get in and out of this world with a little bit of pain. One day you're sitting on top of the mountain, and the next day you've been knocked off, flat on your back, in the valley, cold and dark. And you better have a few friends there to pick you up. Look around the room. The people you came with, the people sitting next to you, connect with them at a little deeper level. Don't be afraid to make a few more friendships today. All right? Friendship and fellowship. Together, we're stronger. Together, we'll go a lot further in our faith journey. Fourth nugget. If we can get there. Sacraments. I don't want to spend a lot of time here because it's going to be talked about a lot today. I've been a Catholic since birth. I have always respected the sacraments. I've always attended. I've always checked the box. But it's not until recently that I learned of the God's grace that could be received in the sacraments to make me a better man. The key word I want to point out to you is the grace of God received. Because I spent most of my life trying to earn God's grace, trying to earn God's love. And because I'm trying to earn it, it always seemed a little bit out of reach. Does that resonate with you? The amazing thing, a buddy of mine told me, hey brother, you don't have to earn it. You just have to receive it. Just open up the door and let him in. And that was a huge revelation to me. Today we're going to have the opportunity to receive God's forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation, to receive the body and blood of Christ through the Eucharist, to receive God's grace. Do not be denied going to the sacraments today. Fifth nugget, worthiness. All right, let's kind of go into the deep end of the pool. Did you hear the one about the drunk walking through the parking lot, and he, excuse me for one second. You hear the joke about the drunk who's walking through the parking lot, and he finds a wallet full of cash. And being a good Christian drunk, he says to himself, "What would Jesus do?" So he turned the wallet into wine. Hey, we've all made bad choices, right? Right? And I've felt a lot of times when I make bad choices, am I worthy to be here? Am I worthy to go to Mass? Am I worthy to be sitting next to this righteous man? At times in my life, I've been extremely greedy, extremely selfish. I've had hatred in my heart. I have sinned. I have made wrong decisions. If you knew the things I've done, you'd run the other way. Does that resonate with you? Are we worthy to be here? Yes, we are, absolutely. No matter where you are on your faith journey, you're supposed to be right here. And that journey, the guy on your right and left, it's a little bit different for everybody where you are. But embrace it. And what we need to do is just take a step forward today in our faith journey. Take one step forward in faith, one foot in front of the other. All right. After God created 24 hours of alternating light and darkness. An angel said, God, what are you going to do now? And he said, I'm going to call it a day. I'll let that sink in. It is early. Samson brought the house down, but it's tough for me. It's tough. All right, we got a big day. I think we're prepared. Let's go seize that day. We're going to close in prayer real quick. If you would bow your head in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh God, thank you for this day. We ask you to help us to turn off the noise of the outside world and focus on the great experience ahead of us. Help us to set our minds towards you that we may get, that you may get our best efforts, not only today, but every day. Let us know we're not alone, that we are surrounded by other men who are imperfect and who need us as we need them. Give us forgiveness and friendships to help us grow closer to you. And finally, Lord, it'd be a bit of a time waster and a bit silly to have all these men here today and not to fully experience this conference without expecting you to do something. So we're going to thank you in advance for opening our ears, our hearts, our eyes, our minds to your message. We expect this to happen in faith, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Next up, I'd like to introduce you to Bishop Olmsted and his message entitled, A Call to Battle. God bless you and seize the day.
Good morning and greetings to the men of the Diocese of Columbus. I'm happy that you have chosen for your program today my apostolic exhortation, Into the Breach. In the next several hours, you will hear three excellent speakers, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, Father Jonathan Morris, and Steve Bowman. They will offer you words of wisdom and practical ways to engage personally and as groups of men in the spiritual battle and struggle for virtue that are part and parcel of following Christ. I encourage you to open wide your souls to the gift of our Lord's mercy offered to you today in the sacrament of confession, and celebrate the source and summit of your faith with your bishop, Frederick Campbell, in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. I am told that each of you will receive a copy of Into the Breach to take home with you today. As you pray over these words and remember this day's talks, may you go forward with new confidence, supporting each other in your vocation and mission as Catholic men. Our life in Christ is not one of do's and don'ts, but an adventure in authentic freedom. Embrace that freedom with firm faith, and then place your life at the service of Christ, beginning in your home and radiating into the world. Know that you are in my prayers today, as I ask you to pray as well for me and all your brothers in Phoenix. God bless you all.